This is American Roots. I'm Nick Spitzer. Johnny Winter's been recording and playing blues, rock and roll, and swamp pop since 1959. In the late 60s, Winter crossed over into the rock world and introduced a whole new audience of mostly young white hippies to an electrifying take on the blues. Our conversation with the albino Texas guitar slinger was before a show in New Orleans. Johnny talked about his hometown, love of music, and how he and his younger brother Edgar Winter almost won the Ted Max Amateur Hour.
We're on local TV, a show called Don Money Show. That's where we won the audition to go to New York audition.
For Ted Mack?
For Ted Mack.
Did you actually get to New York City and then
Yeah, we
went. Oh, that must have been disappointing.
Oh, it was. We were sure we'd made it. But we just about won everything we did.
Really?
Every talent show we were in, we won. We couldn't imagine not making a chat.
Now, your dad was interested in music.
Yeah, he sang in barbershop quartets, sang in the church choir, and he played sax and banjo. Played in bands when he was in college. So the first songs I learned how to play were songs that Daddy taught me, songs from the 30s.
Did you guys all play together as a family at different times?
We pretty much sang together after I started playing ukulele. You know, he taught me the first few chords on the uke.
Ukulele was after clarinet for you.
Yeah. I was about 9 when I started playing ukulele.
Why clarinet for you at first, and why'd you give it up?
The orthodontist told me it was giving me an overbite, and I had to quit playing. I only played a year or so.
Good orthodontist.
It broke my heart. I hated to give up clarinet. But it's a good thing there's not too many blues clarinet players out there.
I wondered if you'd just set the scene for me. Beaumont, Port Arthur. It's kind of a legendary area, but I don't think people really always understand it.
There's a lot of oil, a lot of refineries. It's kind of mostly blue-collar town.
Clearly, this is an area where there's a lot of African-American, black culture. There's Anglo-Southern cultures. How do people get together and get along at that time?
They didn't.
Yeah.
They completely segregated. Black people and white people didn't hang out together, except when we went to black clubs.
How was it that you became somebody that went out to the black clubs?
Well, I just loved the music, and people just seemed to know that and didn't bother us.
What was it that drew you to black music, to blues?
It was
gospel?
The most emotional music I ever heard. It had more feeling than any other music.
If I can ask you about how you grew up as a person who was very white in Beaumont, did you ever take heat from kids?
Oh, all the time. When I was in elementary school, I got fights all the time.
Yeah, they called you names?
Whitey Cotton.
And is Winter your family name?
Yeah, it's a real name.
So that's a kind of cosmic coincidence?
Yeah, it's kind of being white and being named Winter.
Now, how about black folks? Because they would be discriminated against on the basis of
those kids. That's probably why I could relate to black people, because people would put me down because I was too light and put them down because they were too dark. So I understood what it was like to be discriminated against because of your color. I don't believe I can make it, darling.
Before you started being known in 69 for your blues rock, you had a lot of local songs, swamp pop, R&B.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. I made my first record in 59.
How old were you then?
15.
Your guitar playing is already pretty advanced for that age, seems to me.
Yeah, it was pretty good for only playing 3 years.
Yeah. When you lead up to the Progressive Blues Experiment recording in 69, I mean, did you have a feeling that you were really doing something new, or is this just an extension of all the things you've been doing before that? I mean, it was different than the British blues.
Well, it was a lot different.
How was it different in your mind?
It was better.
Yeah.
The British didn't do a good job. Clapton did, but most of them didn't.
Yeah.
Well, the English guys were making blues popular for white people.
Well, that probably helped build an audience.
Oh, of course it did. Before that, nobody cared. Couldn't play blues for white people.
Right.
But with the hippies wanted to hear it.
Yeah.
Sonny Boy Williamson said those English guys want to play blues so bad, and they play blues so bad.
With Muddy Waters, you worked with Sonny Terry.
Yeah,
to my way of thinking, yeah, you were really almost like the folklorist producer. You didn't sing on those records. You brought out great blues guys who needed a larger hearing. What is it that impelled you to do that?
I just liked them. I liked Sonny and I liked Muddy, and I thought I could help them. That's where I came from. But I wanted to pay back people that helped me get started.
I wants to be loved. Baby, about every little thing you do. I even cherish your hug. Your kiss is so sweet, honey, thee can't they be. But baby, I wants to be loved.
How did Muddy feel about it when you started working with those records? What was his response to making the records?
He was very happy. Swaying him hard again. He said, this music's so good, it makes my pee-pee hard again. That's why he named my record Hard Again. He was extremely happy.
You've been out and about now with a new record. How does the new record relate to all the many recordings you've made over the years? Roots. You're actually saying Roots. You've always done Roots.
Yeah, I always have, but those are songs that I've learned how to play from and I started listening to when I first started playing music.
Let your hair down, baby. It's heaven, that's your ball. Let your hair down, woman. It's heaven, that's your ball.
I see you're working with Sonny Landreth out of Lafayette.
Yeah, he plays completely different from me.
Yeah? And how would you characterize how it's different?
We just play different tunings, and he doesn't sound anything like me. I like the way Sonny plays.
On the recent recording, it seems like you've had a chance to get together with a lot of different people from different backgrounds. Now, you were there with Vince Gill doing Maybelline.
Yeah.
And Chuck Berry always had a little country influence in him, I guess. But
yeah, they called it country. I didn't think it was, but they thought he did country when he first did Maybelline.
Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You don't start it back.
I mean, how do you feel about Chuck Berry?
Chuck Berry?
Yeah.
He made me want to start playing guitar. I love Chuck.
He's a pretty salty personality.
I don't think I'd want to meet him. I like idolizing him, but I don't think I'd want him as a friend.
Well, let me ask you about blues and as life goes on. I mean, being committed to playing blues, it seems to me, it means you have to want to do it.
Oh, you have to want to do it.
So what is it at the core of blues, as music, as words, that keeps you willing to play as
That's
long as you have?
It's all the feeling in the music. And you got to feel it to play it. Because you can't buy it, you can't practice and learn it. You either have it or you don't. You practice all you want. If you don't have a natural feeling for it, you're not going to be good at it.
Now my mother, she done told me in my My father done told me, and my father done told me.
since the days when you were a kid in Beaumont, I mean, did you ever imagine that loving the music that you love, playing the guitar and singing, that would carry you out into this world?
Almost always sure it would.
Really?
I was sure I was going to be successful.
You had a lot of confidence.
Yes, I did. I always did.
And that was in a tough town where you were made fun of and had a hard time. You had that confidence.
Well, it made me try harder.
Yeah.
It was a good thing. It made me try harder. I just wanted to show people that I was, could make it.
Stop! Packed up my suitcase and I moved on down. Get that on.
Well, all I can say is, Johnny Winter, thanks so much for visiting with me here on American Roots.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
I appreciate the conversation.
Thanks very much.
Yeah.
You know, I packed up my suitcase and I hit that
Johnny Winter singing about life in Beaumont, Texas, Mean Town Blues. It's from his breakout 1969 album, The Progressive Blues Experiment. Coming up, Houston bluesman Lightnin' Hopkins' journey to Louisiana in search of a higher power. But thinking about Johnny Winter's comments about British blues players, here's Mississippi's Howlin' Wolf schooling Eric Clapton, Bill Wyman, and Charlie Watts in London, 1971. It's all about the Red Rooster.
Yeah! See my little red rooster, please drive him home. I'm showing you how it goes. You know now how you and Hubert take it.
Right.
Now okay. You play it that way.
You sure you wouldn't like? Why don't you play acoustic on it?
No.
With us, man. If you played with us, Wolf, then we'd be able to follow you better.
No, listen,
but like you were doing it right then, man.
All right, let everybody get together there, and we'll try to make it. Yeah, you know, when you say one, two, three, four, you change. And he drops in when you say, boom. See, always stop at the top, see. Don't stop up here. See, oh yeah. All right, let's get on it.
One, two, three, four. Thank you.
the little red rooster band gone.
Get me a mojo hand. I'm going to Louisiana. I'm going to get me a mojo hand. I didn't want to fix my woman so she can't have no other man. Cold ground was my bed last night. Rocks were my pillow too. Cold ground on my bed last night. Rocks were my pillow too. You know I woke this morning wondering what in the world am I gonna do. Laid down thinking about a mojo hand. I laid down thinking, I was thinking about a mojo hand. I didn't want to fix my woman so she just can't have no other man. I'm going in the morning, if I don't be gone very long. I'm going in the morning, if I don't be gone very long. I'm gonna get my mojo hand, I'm gonna bring it back home.
She don't love me, she don't even care. She told me I should try to forget her. Well, I know I can't do it in this old town. I see her every place I go. Well, there's too many memories, so I'm outward bound for nowhere on a train that runs slow.
Feeling low, gotta go.
Send you a postcard any old time from any place along the track. Till these traveling blues give me peace of mind. Don't look for me, I won't be back.
Long gone, moving on, scratching gravel. Bad news, how blue will travel.
Thank you.
Guitar man Jerry Reed, Have Blues Will Travel, written by Houstonian Eddie Nowak. And before that, Lightnin' Hopkins from Houston, singing about that mojo hand on the guitar, or used some other way. We've got some train songs coming down the track, including Jimi Hendrix's Acoustic When American Roots Returns.